Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It comes from Gerald, and he's wondering about 2 Peter 3:8. It's that verse that says, "One day is as a thousand years to the Lord, and a thousand years like one day." Maybe you've heard that means time is meaningless to God, and that to other Bible passages, like the days of creation in Genesis or prophecies related to end times, they may not carry a literal meaning. John, what was Peter saying in that verse? Is time, and are time references in the Bible, meaningless to God?
Yes, of course, time designations in the Scripture are specific and mean something specific, like the 6 days of creation. The Bible says, in 6 days, God created the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested. We understand that. There are many occasions in Scripture history where 40 days are an important number, such as the 40 days between our Lord's resurrection and ascension. The number 3 related to the resurrection, in 3 days, I'll raise it up, he said. That's an actual 3. You can't turn numbers necessarily into symbols. In the book of Revelation, it is prophesied that there will be judgment on the earth for a period of 3.5 years, 42 months. And Daniel even names the number of days, and there's no reason to see those as anything other than specific days. There's a 1,000-year millennium identified in the book of Revelation in the 20th chapter that I believe must be taken to mean 1,000 years, since it's repeated over and over and over in that same passage. But what is being said in 2 Peter 3:8 is that time doesn't pass to God like it does to us. He's outside of time. He's transcendent. He's eternal, unaffected by time. Years and days don't mean the same to him.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more teaching from John's New Testament commentaries, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.